Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Aleph, mitzvah 501. As we continue with the mitzvahs related to a king, today's isser is the isser of a king having too many wives. Says the Torah here in Parsha Shoftim, Velo Yar Belo Nashim, Velo Yasur Levavo. He shouldn't have too many wives, and they should not turn his heart. And then it comes for Kesef Ezovlo Yar Belo Maod, and also money, silver and gold, he shouldn't be Marbe. So again, the three Isurim that go together, king shouldn't have too many horses, too many wives, and too much money. That is the Isur D'Oraisa. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. And Chazal, what does it mean too many? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Yar Belo Amelech Nashim Harbev Yalzeh Ne'amar Lo Yar Belo Nashim. This is the Isser of Lo Yarbe. Right, this is the Gemara we did a couple of days ago as well, but we have to repeat it because it's by these two mitzvahs. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph Amabez, why doesn't the Torah give reasons for every single mitzvah? Every mitzvah, right? Why does the Sefer HaChinuch have to do it? Let the Torah give reasons for every mitzvah. Says the Gemara, because two mitzvos, the reasons were given, and Shlomo HaMelech messed up. Sheishtei mikros nizgalu taimon nichshal bohen gadol ha'olam. Shlomo HaMelech. Ksiv, lo yarbe, lo nashim. Why? Velo yasu levavo. They shouldn't turn his heart. The Shlomo says, don't worry about it. I could have a relationship, and the woman will not turn my heart. It's okay. But Shlomo HaMelech, as we know, failed in this and failed in the Yarbo Lo Susim as well. As we know, the Tanakh tells us about his return to Mitzrayim. So that's the Isser of Lo Yarbo Lo Nashim. B'tama mitzvah mevur bakasuv. The reason for the mitzvah, says the Chinuch, is here. Ki ha-nashim misiros lev ba'alein. Because women have the power to turn away their husband's hearts. Klomar, shemefatoso son. They could seduce them. La'asos ma'sheino roi. What is inappropriate? Bahasmada son. Too many wives, they'll start competitions, they'll start not liking each other, that's why they're called saros, and eventually will lead to terrible and tragic consequences. As we know, this applies to a king, but the king could have a certain amount. But for the past 1,000 years, Rabbeinu Gershom said everybody has a limit. Not just the king on a daraisa level, only the king has a limit. Nobody else in the world has a limit, but midrabanan. Rabbeinu Gershom says everybody has one. Why? Because there is a relationship. The wife is not supposed to be maserly, but the wife, obviously, and the husband, too, are supposed to live together in harmony and help each other in their own way. Like the Nesiv says on Ezer Kenegdo, Evena Ezer, say the chaluk of the tour is Evena Ezer, the rock that saves me, that helps me, that is the issue, those are the areas of halacha that deal with husband and wife relationships, Hilchas Kiddushin and Hilchas Ksuba, and the like. Relating to this is the ultimate, the ideal relationship between a husband and a wife. One can quote two thoughts. Number one, a Malbim, and number two, a Rambam. Start with the Malbim. Right, a couple weeks ago we read in the Parsha, Yaakov Avinu, when he was working for Rachel, he says, Vahiyi be'enav ki yamim achadim b'avaso osa. Time went very quickly because he loved her. And the question the Malbim asks is, time went quickly? Usually if you love something and you can't have it, then the time goes slower. So, what do you mean? He wanted Rachel. So, explains the Malbim, no. Usually when we want something, is it really that we love that thing? Or we love ourselves? Like, I love a certain type of food. So, if I love the food, so therefore, what do I do with it? I eat it. I don't love the food. I love me. And that food makes me feel good, and that's why I partake of it. That type of love, avas atzmo, says the Malbim, that yom l'shana yechashev. The time will go very slowly. But if I really love the item, the object of my love is something separate and independent from me, so that I'm so besimcha that I could be connected to that item eventually, then time goes quicker. The love that Yaakov had for Rachel was valuating who she was, not just because of the benefit that he feels that he gets, but who she was is amazing. And that's why it was Vahi Be'enav Kiyam Machadim. This type of relationship, which again is the opposite of Lo Yasu Levavo, is also emphasized by the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayis, in Pirkei Avos, in the first parak, where the Mishnah says, Yeshua ben Prachya tells us, Asei lecha rav, ukinei lecha chaver, vevidanes kala adam lekav schus. Make for yourself a rav, and kinei lecha chaver. Get yourself a friend. Acquire for yourself a friend. The Rambam tells us there are three types of friends. Ha-chaverim shlosha sugim. This, of course, is the translation of the Arabic into Hebrew. Chever lito'eles, a chever for a prophet. chever hana'a, for a pleasure, the chever ledvar na'ale. So what are the three? Explains the Rambam. Chever letoeles, that's the lowest level friend, kigon, chaver shnei ashutfin, uka chaver samelach, like two partners in a business. Two partners in a business. They have a financial relationship. They're connected. That's one level of friend. The next level of up is chever hana'a. Chever hana'a has itself two types. Either chever tainug. Chever tainug is, you know, they give me, I get pleasure from this person. It could be some relationships between males and females in our day or in all days, right? That's one type of chever tainug or chever bitachon. That's another type of chever hana'a. What does that mean? A best friend. A best friend, I know I could confide in you, I know I could trust you. That's also the second level. It's for hana'a. That to'el is just financial, but I get certain type of pleasure. I don't have to protect myself from you. I could be open in front of you. But then you have the highest level. The highest level of friend is where the two parties in the relationship come together because they have a common goal and a common vision, common values. V'chever l'dvar na'ala hu shetia kimiyas shneihem u'matarasam le'inyan achad. V'hu asiyas atov v'yirtza kol echad mehem lehe azer b'chadero. Each one wants to help the other one k'dei lahasig oso hatov l'shneihem yachad. To get to that ultimate good. V'zeu ha'chever shetziva b'kriyaso. And that's the chaver that's referred to by Yeshua ben Prachya. Like the example he gives is a Rebbe and a Talmud. Rebbe and a Talmud are trying to achieve something, but also one could relate this to a husband and a wife. To achieve a bias damad be Yisrael. This is Shema Bracha's Torah right here. That's the opposite of Shelo Yarba Lo Nashav Lo Yasa Levavo. That is what a relationship is supposed to be. They're supposed to bring each other closer to Hashem, not Chas V'Shalom, the opposite. And that's how beautifully the Rambam depicts the ultimate ideal relationship between a husband and a wife at the end of Perek Tesvav in Hilchas Ishus, says the Rambam, V'chein tzivu chachamim ala isha, sh'tehei tznua b'toch besa, v'lo tarbes chov v'kalas rosh b'fnei baila, v'chulu v'chulu, v'chein tzivu chachamim, sh'yei adam mechabed es ishto yosem igufo. A man should honor his wife more than he honors himself, v'o'ava k'gufo, and if he has money, he should buy her presents, v'lo yatale miyaseira, and don't instill fear in her, chas v'shalom, v'ye diburo ima b'nachas, always calmly, v'lo yehei atzei v'lo ragzan, and not depressing and not anger. That's the husband to the wife. And then the opposite, v'chein tzivu ala isha, sh'tia mechabed, this has b'ala b'yoser midai. The wife should respect her husband so much. V'yei olem mora mimenu. He should not instill fear, but she should feel the awe. V'teyaseh kol ma'aseh al piv. V'yeh b'eineha k'mosar o melech. Mehaleches v'tavas libo, she should appear, she should have him looked at, she should look at him as a king. Umrachekas is komashiyas, everything that he doesn't like, she should try to distance. V'zu derech b'nos Yisrael, u'b'nei Yisrael ha'kadoshim v'ha'tahorim b'zivugan. U'b'drachem elu ye yishuvah noyim yishubach. That's the beautiful depiction that the Rambam has, but that's the ultimate. Again, this one, this Isser is the opposite. It's the violation and the undermining of that type of relationship. Shelo yarbe lo nashim. So, how many is yarbe? Says the chinuch midini ha-mitzvah. Masha amru zechronim levracha sha'ad shmona esrei nashim humot elisav lo yoser. Up to 18. 18 is the limit. That's it. After 18, no more. 18 is the limit. Okay. Vafilu henka avigayol shoysa tzidkanit vizrisa v'tova. Even if they're all amazing, amazing women, no more than 18. Maybe because they'll get at each other if they're co-wives. Either way, that's the din. V'yeser prateh b'perek sheni misanhedrin, and the rest of the dinim are in the second parak. V'zos ben ha-mitzvos shein al ha-melech levado. And again, as we said, this is only on a melech. Everybody else in the world, every man, there's no limit. Mida o'raisa. The king has a limit. V'noheges b'zman sheyesh lanu melech. And it only applies when we have a king. V'yavar al zeva hosif. And if a king violates and takes likach achas, Ashmon Esrei, Chayev Malkus Vishal Agarsha. If he takes even more than one, he's Chayev Malkus Daraisa. He violates the Isra of Lo Yarbe, and he has a Chayev to divorce. The Minchas Chinuch discusses that the language of the Chinuch gives us the impression that the Isra is the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin, Likach. We discussed this way back in Sefer Vayikra by many of the other Arayos, by the Isra of a Kohen to a Grusha, and the Isra of a Kohen Gadol to an Almanah. and the Isra of a Kohen to a Chalala, are there, and the Isra of a Yisrael to a Kohen to a Zona, and Yisrael to a Mamzeres. All of these are discussed, and the question that is dealt with by the Rishonim is, what do we hold, in terms of Kiddushin or Bia? Which is the one, which is the Isser? Do you need Kiddushin that leads to Bia? Is it just the Bia? But either way, the Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch here discusses, that question. The Sefer Chinuch seems to say here that the Isser is the Kiddushin, while the Rambam, look in the Rambam, but the Rambam seems to say the Bia, the Rambam's Lashon, in Oz Beis, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it. Vim Hosef Achas U Ba'ala Loke. If he's Mosef one and he is Boel her, gets Malchus, and the Kesef Isha there is bothered. Right? Why? Right, because the Bishop Hikshal said, me nalei, dilmak b'kiddushin levah, like the Sefer Chinuch says, just like, just kiddushin. So, it seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim and the Chinuch, whether it is kiddushin or you also need the Bia. What if you just have the Bia without the kiddushin? So then, the Menachas Chinuch says, Pasha, that's no different than any other person that is having a relationship outside of marriage, like not included in this Isser of Lo Yarbe. What about the Chiv of divorcing? So the Minchas Chinuch continues that if the Isser, like the Sefer Chinuch says, is the Kiddushin, so then it could be that the Kiddushin doesn't even work. If the Isser is the Bias, then the Isser is the Bia. But if the Isser is the Kiddushin, as we know from the beginning of Maseches Tumura, it could be called Milsa Dama Rachmana Lo Sevid. If the Torah tells you not to do something, E Avid Lo Mahani. So maybe it's not going to work anyway. So that is a discussion the Minchas Chinuch has in terms of whether it was effective at all. There is a Chakira that's mentioned by the Rugged Shaver. The Yagdal Tari, of course, the Rugged Shaver, but it's in the Rugged Shaver in Mahadura Tinyana, page Lamet Aleph, whether the Isser is the action of taking, lo yarbet, he shouldn't be marbet nashim, or is it the mitzius of not having? Meaning, nafkamina, what if he's a Kohen, what if he's a person, not a Kohen, what if he's a regular person who has 19 wives, and then he becomes the king? He's appointed to be the king, so does he have to divorce his wives, his extra wife? Is it the mitzius having it, then he would have to divorce a wife, or is it the action? Says Rugged Shaver, he thinks it's totally on the machlokas, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. In Sanhedrin, on the Chaf Aleph, the machlokas of Darshinon Taima Dekra. Reb Shimon, the Torah says that in the context of returning a mashkon that you take from somebody, and an aniyah, it depends if she's an aniyah or an ashira, so Reb Shimon Darshin's Taima Dekra, they have to return it if she's an aniyah. And therefore, if the issue, if you focus on the reason given for a certain halacha, said here too, he would have to divorce because more than 18 wives will turn his heart. But if you say it's Rabbi Yehud, like Rabbi Yehuda, lo darshin in time of Dekra, then it's lo yarbe, he shouldn't be marbe. So therefore, you should say that he should be able to keep his wife. The Yeshua's Malko, quoted here, also says he's pasha, davar pasha, that if he has more than 18 beforehand, he should not have to divorce his wife. That's what other Achronim say based on the Gemara in Yevamos. Where the Gemara in Yevamos of Samach Aleph talks about a Kohen Gadol that is married to an Almana because he had been married to her. He was a Kohen Hedyo when he married this Almana, then he became the Kohen Gadol. He also does not have to divorce because when he did the act of Kiddushin, it was Mutter. And just because he becomes a Kohen Gadol, Kivan de Hutra, Hutra. And therefore, he wouldn't have to divorce there, so he shouldn't have to divorce here either. There is a machlokas, Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramba, and the Ravid. Well, what is included in these 18? Says the Rambam, 18 include Pilagshim. Pilagshim, says the Rambam, Lo Yarba Lo Nashim, Yipi Yashmu Alamdu, Shu Lo Keach, Ashmones Rei Nashim, Bein HaNashim, Bein HaPilagshim, Akol Shmones Rei. Everything's included. It's a question how you read a Gemara in Sanhedrin, but this is the Rambam. Says the Ravid Amar Vram, Ze'i Efshar, Shari Hayu Le David, Sheish Nashim, U Pilagshim, Kisha Amar Lo Nasana Navi, Vosifa Lecha Kain V'Kahina, Nipsa Shmones Rei, Chutzman HaPilagshim Hein. Says the Ravid, there's a Ravid in the Gemara that it's and the Pilakshim are not included. So it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether Pilakshim are included in the 18. So this could be connected. We had a Daf Be'in Shir about this a couple of years ago. The issue of how much is a Pilegesh considered a wife and how much not. It could be the Rambam and the Ravid are connecting to their Shitas elsewhere. After all, the Rambam, who says Pilakshim are included, so it might work, it might not work. But either way, the Rambam, discusses how close is a Pilegesh to an Isha. Again, there's different gersos even in the Gemara. Our Gemara says, what's a Pilegesh, a concubine? Below Ksuba u below Kiddushin. Nothing, the Gemara says. That's the definition. Below Ksuba, below Kiddushin. If you look at the Rambam seems to have a different girsa. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, but says, Kone osa u muteraslo. The Rambam's lashon that there's a kinyan, even though there might not be a ksuba kedushin. Rashi in Parshas Chayesara has a different girsa. Not the Rambam. Rashi has a different girsa. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perak Dalad Halacha Dalad, says the Rambam, at least according to the girsa that we have, V'chein lokeh b'chol gvo yisol nashim v'pilagshim, talking about a king, nashim b'ksuba v'kedushin, he could have wives with ksuba and kedushin, pilagshim below ksuba u'below kedushin, elu b'yichud bilvad kono so mutaris lo. The Rambam says, a Pilegesh, no Ksuba, no Kiddushin. The Rambam, the other Rambam, our Rambam says, included in the 18, but it's mutter to take a Pilegesh, but only for a king. This is the Rambam Shita, no one else says this, that a Pilegesh is mutter for a king. Others say, Pilegesh is not mutter for anybody, or a Pilegesh might be mutter. But the Rambam splits, and he says it is mutter for a king to have pilakshim. But again, as we learned today, only up until 18. The big shaila is, according to the Rambam, the isser of pilegesh for non-kings. Is that an isser d'oraisa or an isser d'rabanan? If it's an isser d'oraisa, it makes it more difficult why it should be mutter. What makes it more difficult to explain the heter of the king? If it's an isser d'rabanan, it makes it a little easier. Makes it much easier because that is the din d'oraisa. It's a d'rabanan, and you can say the king has more flexible rights like he has in many other areas of halacha. There's a famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Shelas Yavetz, in the Chelek Beis Siman Chavav, where he discusses the idea of Pilagesh, and he turns everything on its head. Rav Yaakov Emden is a big fan of Pilagshim. He says it'll prevent pritzus, and everybody should have a Pilagesh. Unbelievable, very strong Lashonos supporting Pilagshim. Again, one of the tshuvas in that sefer that is very radical and against everything else. But again, regarding our issue, one of the nafgaminas to look at whether a Pilegesh is closer to an Isha or not is our case. Are they included in the 18? Other issues are that one might look, is you have to divorce a Pilegesh? Is there a halacha of hafchana, of waiting 3 months after separating from a Pilegesh, to the halachas of machzer grushaso, apply to Pilegesh, chiyav ona? Right? All of these are important discussions that we discussed a number of years ago in a daf be'in shir, when we discuss pilagshim. Good. The other important topic to mention is the, we're talking about not to have too many queens. So there is a Rambam that expands this halacha about not having too many queens. This is related to what we discussed a couple of days ago. There is a Rambam. The Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchos Malachim, in parak Aleph Halacha Hey, Ein ma'amidin isha b'malchus shenera melech b'lo malka. A king can have wives in Judaism, but there shouldn't be a queen that has a husband. V'chein, and then the Rambam adds this lashon, which the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz say, oh, it's the Medrash, it's the Sifri, but it's not exactly the Sifri. V'chein, kol mesimo sheva Yisrael, ein mamanim bahem ela ish. Only men have public positions in Yahadus. That is the sheet of the Rambam. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that that doesn't say that in the Medrash. Rav Moshe in Etshuva, in Yaradeya, Chelek Beisim in Mem Dalet, it doesn't say that in the Medrash. The Medrash only says that a ger is not allowed to have public positions, besides not being able to be a king. But a woman, yes, Melech Velo Malka, that's in Chazal, but the expansion of all positions, that's not in the Medrash. And the Sefer Chinuch, in fact, only quotes that by a ger, and not by an isha. Pashtus, he's against the Rambam. The Rambam, though, expands it to all public positions. So what does it mean? This is the famous discussion of Srara. What does it mean? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has an important shita in Chelek Beisim and Mendal, like we mentioned before. Could a woman be a mashgiach? There was a case, it was an almana, her husband used to be a mashgiach, and she has to make some money. So the first half of the tshuva, Rav Moshe goes into saying why this woman is definitely ne'eman, yachanem b'isurin, and there's no ischasik isura. So mitzah ne'emanis, it should work. But then he says, what about srara? He says, the Rambam would say no good. Why? What's the definition of a position? Says Rav Moshe, if the person does not have to do exactly what the employer, so to speak, asks, then it's not a worker, but that's called a position. So if a woman works, if anybody works for somebody else, they have to do what the employer does. But here, to be a mashgiach, sometimes you can tell the employer, you're wrong, you can't use this meat, you have to throw it out. So if you have independence, that's already called srara, and according to the Rambam, it would be no good. Says Rav Moshe, many other Rishonim don't agree to this, but you know what? It's a machlokes about a din daraisa. So you have to be machmer l'chadchila. But I have a simple solution, says Rav Moshe. In this case, let a Rav be in charge. Let him be the official mashgiach. They should pay the Rav, and then the Rav will appoint her to work for him. And what does she have to do? Everything that he says, because he says what the halach is, and what the Torah says. And she has to follow that. So that's a way to solve the problem. Interesting, and that he has two tshuvas in a row related to this. So in the second one, somebody obviously argued with him and apologized for arguing. So Rav Moshe says, I don't know why you're apologizing. Everybody can have their own daya. And he says, why, you think you're a little bit sharp in your argument? He says, ask people who know me. I don't take things personally. Yadua lakol amakirim osi shebarach Hashem ani rachok mikpeita chas v'shalom. Al shum adam v'koshin erach v'chacham. And let me tell you what I think. And then he goes on to write his six-page shuva. So Rav Moshe points out again, the Rambam is against other Rishonim, but lahachmir for the Rambam me'ikar adin. Again, this applies to women on shul boards, v'chulu. Again, a big topic that this sugi relates to. Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem, we will continue.